Hey, welcome to your brand new episode of Happy Hamstrings. This is your host, Julie Brown, and I've been podcasting since about 2019, and it's been up and down. What a roller coaster to document my journey with being a fitness instructor and how it evolved into me not having the job at the warehouse anymore, kind of getting me more focused on my certifications and studies. And I use that to, you know, kind of propel my trajectory into the right direction, I feel. I can't really imagine what my life would look like right now had I lost the warehouse job without a side hustle already, like, in place, which I didn't even see it as a side hustle. It was like, I'm going to work out anyway. You know, why not get paid if someone's going to pay me, you know? And I should really do an episode of how, because I've already deleted like 10 episodes today. I should really do one episode devoted to the day that I got roped into Gold's in the 90s. And I think I've briefly touched on that, but it's really kind of a funny experience because, it was like another family. Anytime you work for a gym, it's like another family there, really, because think about it. Most people, the majority of people, who are working inside of a fitness facility, they're already like working really hard on being towards the right path of, you know, healthy lifestyle. So that means their attitude is typically just better overall. I just cannot say enough good things about the people who are going to this club. I love everybody that works there. I truly love all the members too. It's just been a great week. It is kind of interesting that I ended up, this is my first day where I will end up driving over to Hoover 5 times, which I think is like 500 or 600 miles. And now one of my windshield wipers is like dry rotting, so I have to do that today because it's going to be like 90% chance of rain tomorrow. It's freezing and then it's hot and then it's freezing and then it's hot and then tornadoes come through right in the middle of this, probably, you know, right when it's starting to change, that's when we get the tornado weather. So they haven't set it for today, but it's already happened a few times. January is done. We had a few tornadoes then, and hopefully not a lot of bad weather coming up in February. Really can't control the weather, so I don't know why I went off on that. I guess because I'm spending a lot more time on the road. That's kind of why I got onto that, but anyway. I calculated the math. If I was driving from my house to JSU, which is like 25 minutes, and if I was, like, last year, I would drive to do the morning class. Then often, if I wasn't teaching noon classes, I would often sub. So if I taught a night class, I was going up there 3 times a day. So I calculated the math of one trip over to Hoover and back. It's only about 10 miles difference from me to drive back and forth to Jacksonville. It's like 60-something miles. And I think from my house to the club, it's like 70-something miles. So it's really the same, and it's only one time I leave the house for work. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. Like, one of the retired ladies said she only wants to leave the house once, because I kept questioning her, like, why do y'all want to work out at 10 a.m.? Like, no one else in the history of ever has had such a successful 10 a.m. class. But they just want to leave the house like once because they're retired. They don't want to leave the house like early and then go back home and then go do their errands when the stores are open. Like, they wanted to go do their Meals on Wheels if they're doing volunteer work and just go get their lunch, whatever they're doing. They want to leave the house once. And that makes a lot of sense to me, especially since when they told me that, I was leaving the house like 4 times a day, 5 times a day sometimes if I had to go to the store. Plus doing the business side hustle, like, you know, going by places, seeing if I could leave my business card. I did a lot of that. Just tons of miles were getting put on my car already. So I am enjoying the variety of grocery stores. This is something else I've talked about on here. Hang on, I'm going to get a sip of my coffee. A lot of these grocery stores here are like cost plus, or they'll have like a huge abundance of like a buyout, closeouts. And there are a couple of other types of grocery stores, yes. In fact, the best one is very, very expensive, and it's very hard to get in and out of that parking lot when it's busy. Anyway, there are all these different food places in Hoover. I don't know about, like, how many people are shopping for groceries, like, inside Walmart. I don't do that. But I found like a food, like a farmer's market kind of thing that's inside a food market. I think it's called like Belly Brothers. It's like an Indian world market. I mean, world market is a separate place, but there's all these different like international markets, I should say. World Market's a store that's right across from work. I've been in there like twice. They had some clearance pasta noodles on clearance. I also got some marmalade there, some Himalayan salt. Like, I'm getting all kinds of stuff. Also, that I don't see, like, I can get Himalayan salt and marmalade here, but I bought like a marinade I had never seen before, and I'm like, I've already used it. I'm like, it's so good, I'm already out. It's great for, actually, I tried it in the oven. It's much better on the grill. So next time I use it, I'm going to definitely get some charcoal. Yeah, just so many places to get different things that I can't, like things that are not available to me here. So I'm looking at that as like a perk. If I need one little thing from Tandy Leather, I can just run by the leather shop. I don't have to pay for shipping. I'm already there. I've estimated a drive over. Like, gasoline was, like, gone up a little, but the last time I estimated it, I think it's about $9 a trip. That's not counting, obviously, the wear and tear on my car. I just told you all the story of my tires. And now it's the windshield wiper. It's always going to be something. As your car gets older, it's kind of like just maintenance, as it were. That's just part of having a car, having a home. Anything you have is going to need maintenance. But anyway, back to my job, which is, my job is to remind people to do maintenance for their body. We take really good care of our cars. You know, like, you may detail your car, and then, you know, if you're not going to put like low octane fuel into your car, why would you do that in your body? Like, why would you eat garbage food? I don't know. Like, people are so picky, they're like, I only put the best nail polish on my nails. And then when it comes to food, they're like, oh no, the healthy dish is too much. You know, like, think of the long-term results of taking care of yourself and eating like lots of fresh fruits and veggies, and, you know, just functioning in a better way, just taking care of your body maintenance wise. So that's my job, is to remind people, take care of yourself. And I think it's actually made me like mentally healthier to only be working in gyms and to kind of be like a freelance artist. Just like I said yesterday, I was like, I'm just going to paint all day. And I technically could have. I went over instead. And I watched my grandmother and hung out with her while my sister went to run a couple of errands. And then I came home and I ended up like prepping dinner and stuff instead of painting. I ended up like nesting, like making my house more home. And my sister had diligently made dinner. And I watched her load her crock pot with potatoes. And when I saw her do that, I said, oh, you just reminded me, I have some potatoes. Like, I really need to just use them up. And so instead of coming home and just like painting all day, I was inspired and I fixed a nice little dinner. I had everything marinating. Like, when I got home, it was pretty much done. I just had my husband pop the main course into the oven. The soup was the side, and we had leftover cornbread. I put a little cheese on it, popped it in the oven. It was heavenly. I'll say that. It was very good. In fact, I may have some of that soup, like, for lunch today. It is about lunchtime. It's about 11:30. And, yeah, with it being the first day of February, once again, I always like to think fresh start. Like, instead of thinking New Year's, the way that people look at New Year's, I always thought to myself, what if we looked at every day like New Year's? I kind of think that on Thanksgiving too. Like, what if I was just thankful like every day? And that's something I remind folks when we ride together, especially, like, be grateful you have two strong legs to, you know, cycle through this class. Be grateful you have the health to do this. You know, be grateful to your body right now. Like, also, like, acknowledge yourself for when you show up to do your work. Like, take a minute to just sort of acknowledge. I got that from Michelle Young at MVP, would always say that at the end of the yoga practice, like, acknowledge yourself for showing up. And that really resonated with me, so I've really kept that close to my heart. Just like Maria Bullock, she was my most inspirational guru teacher. All of her words were spoken with peace, and it's just hard to imagine her ever like being without peacefulness. The only time I saw her not be peaceful, her husband at the time was trying to take pictures of the yoga class for her to help market it, like for marketing. And he accidentally bumped into we were in a place where it was beside a school. We were in a house. The Kilby house was beside the school. And there was a desk being used to store glass inside the drawer. And when he bumped into it accidentally, it was like an earthquake of glass. It was like, and she said his name. And she said, "I am going to have to ask you to leave." And she wasn't mad. She was just matter of fact about it. I really liked hanging around Maria because she was always like wise, peaceful, strong, diligent. Like, she was very diligent about her practice, so I admired that a lot about her too. Anyway, I just wanted to come on and say I'm having such a great time at Club 4. Hopefully get more hours in February. It's really strange that today's February 1st, 2023, and I still am feeling a little uncertain about my February schedule in some respects. I do know how things are going to go with the group fit, but I did ask if I could get more. I said, I hope I could get more classes. And my boss was like, absolutely. So maybe that will happen eventually. We'll see. She says she likes stacking my classes. She has no problem having me teach back to back. And I have no problem with that either. I like getting, get the work, get it done. And I've noticed something. I don't really mind if it's cycling before yoga or yoga before cycling. When she asked me what I preferred, I thought, well, I think I would want to do the yoga after to kind of, stretch out what the cycling did. But at the same time, there is a bit of benefit when I do the yoga before the cycling because now my upper back is less tense. My lower back is like completely with mobility. Like, I feel more mobility in my hips after yoga. So maybe I should just always do yoga before and after. I don't know. I say that laughing because I'm already getting home at like 8:30 at night for dinner, which sometimes at 9 eating dinner, that is a little bit much. That's a little bit late. I don't really prefer to eat dinner. And you're probably thinking like, why don't you eat before? Like, I have to leave so early. I'm pretty much leaving today at lunchtime. It is 11:37. So I've got a couple of more hours before I start doing the prep hustle for the work prep hustle, which is make sure you've got everything. You don't really want to drive to work an hour away and not be prepared. The worst thing I've had happen was I left my cycling shoes one day and I was like, I'll be fine without it. And I really was like, there was no problem. Like, you can cycle in regular shoes. It's just that when you can clip onto the pedal, put the metal to the pedal, it just helps with the longer climbs. So it almost makes you feel like you're attached to the bike, like you're one with the bike. And it actually helps you get more, like when you do the push, pull, drag, you get a little bit more out of the drag part because your foot isn't like inside the cage. You're attached to the circle that you're making, if that makes sense. It's hard to explain it until you do a few rides without the clip-on shoes, just regular shoes, and then do a few rides with the clip-on shoes, then you can kind of feel the difference or feel the burn. Anyway, so yeah, that's pretty much it. I just wanted to come on and say, I love my new job. I hope I get more hours. I hope I can start training clients soon. There's been a bit of a learning curve for me as far as a few things, I guess. Nothing's more humbling than taking on like new procedures, new software, that sort of fun things. I'm going to probably work with that software again today. I completely understand a lot of it. However, I don't understand how to edit copies. So if I make a workout and make a copy, I don't understand how I can edit the copy, which is what I would love to do to create progression instead of like punching it in over and over. But whatever, I'll figure it out. I'm so glad that you're taking time out of your busy day to listen to me. I'm humbled with all the podcasts you chose this one. Thank you so much for hanging out. I do hope that you get something out of what I learn, the way that I'm trying to be more organized in my thoughts, my goals, my processes, and trying to practice my weightlifting more often. I'm actually going to try to get there a little early today for the weightlifting Maybe I can participate in the 3:30 if it's happening. I don't know. Just depends. It depends on how early I leave. I would really have to leave about, I don't know, about 1:45 or so. You know, to make room for traffic and if I need to stop and get, well, I don't need to stop and get gas. But some days I have to really make sure that, I have to really make sure that I know exactly what time I'm leaving because of school traffic. And then the biggest employer in this area lets work out at like 2 o'clock, and that's on my way to the interstate. So I've noticed that there is a couple of places where there's not a red light and I don't need to get stuck at a stop sign because I'll never turn. So I'm having to be very aware of school traffic, the largest employer traffic, like the military depot supplier. Just there's a lot of traffic in the early afternoon that I really wasn't aware of. Like I didn't know y'all were all out there driving all the time like that. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, the traffic's pretty serious, so I'm allowing myself lots of time because I don't like being stressed out and get in there like at the last minute. It looks like the workout of the day just came through for what the 3:30 class is that I was considering participating in. Anyway, whatever you're doing, remember, even though there's a lot of noise, like distraction out there, just stay focused on your goals, whatever it is that you need for you. And just consider everything else just like static and the stuff that is propelling you towards your goals. And even in your thought process, remember what is good for you, what feeds your soul. It's different for everybody. So try not to judge other people and don't put yourself in a position of being worried about what other people's narratives are. Just focus on your own goals and do what you're meant to do. That's the best advice that I can give to you, is just focus on your own way that you can bring peace. There's always a way that each of us has. I believe we're all here for like some sort of reason. So there's some kind of way we can bring peace to each other. And that being said, let's be happy, healed, and free. Let's truly be inspirational to one another. And hopefully we can start to work together and become a source of peace and healing for all of life. Namaste.